Good afternoon. I'd like to call to order the October 2nd, 2023 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5 p.m. If you wish to address the commission on any item on this agenda, including call to audience, please complete a blue speaker card located on the agenda table at the side of the room. Please include what you wish to discuss, filling out the blue speaker card completely. Once finished, please hand it to the recording secretary. As the agenda item comes up, I will invite you to speak at the appropriate time. Ms. Tolmie, may I have the roll call?
Vice Chair Bozeman is absent. Commissioner Casals? Commissioner Paul?
Present.
Commissioner Pliego?
Present.
Commissioner Scantlin?
Present.
Chair Lee?
Present.
Chair Lee, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Next on our agenda is Department Report on Current Events. Mr. Jankowski, do you have anything to report today?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Chair Lee and members of the Commission. October is a busy event month for the Parks and Recreation Department. So I'm going to read a list of events. I also do want to brief the group on an update with regards to a meeting we had last week on site at Steampunk Ranch. Myself, members of Pima County, the Ore Valley Historical Society, and the Heirloom Farmers Market were met together to talk about the former Ramada and the area where it was previously located in an effort to discuss some of the design requirements and space usage for what we'd like to put back in that space. So we had all three of those stakeholders there in addition to the town to get an idea of what the farmers market would like in an ideal scenario, something larger than what was there previously. And the county and historical society gave some feedback on how they would like those to look ultimately. So we got a little bit more information as a part of that meeting. Appreciate everybody showing up, and we'll continue to kind of work through the process of what we want to put in its place. As we get down that line, we'll be taking that design to this group so that you all are aware of what we're going to be putting in or look to put in there as a part of the site, again, continuing to work with those stakeholders. So just wanted to provide an update on that project. Getting back to the events, we are only about a week away from fall break camps being offered at the Community and Recreation Center, as we do with the summer and spring break camps and winter break camps. We also do fall break. So we're expecting to have 60 campers participating in that program. We also have a movie series at Steampunk Ranch this month on October 7th and October 21st, both Saturdays in the evening. We'll be showing movies. We've got a concert series going on at Steampunk Ranch this month on October 6th and October 27th, both of those days being Fridays. We have a second Saturday event taking place at the ranch on October 14th. We have an overnight camping and a movie event taking place on Saturday, October 14th as well. The Ore Valley Historical Society will be a part of that event for this fall. And the biggest event in years past, you may be familiar, we did multiple Halloween events. We did one out at Steampunk Ranch. We did one out at the Community and Recreation Center. Both of those events have outgrown the actual sites that they encompass. And people who are attending the CRC one had to park over here at Town Hall and walk over. And the event that took place over at Steampunk Ranch just really inundated the Steampunk Village parking business area to the north of the property. So this year, we're combining both of those events into one event for Saturday, October 28th. It is the Halloween, O-V-E-E-N. The Halloween Spooktacular event will be Saturday, October 28th out at JDK Park from 5 to 8 p.m. We will be having a trunk or treat, which will have local businesses handing out candy. We'll have music, jumping castle, food trucks, beer and wine for sale, kids crafts, and more out there as a part of the event. So a combination of the two. So technically it's a new event, but it is a combination of what we had existing and really utilizing the biggest event that we have each year, our July 4th footprint, which takes place out there at JDK Park. We're really just kind of copying that a little bit to make it work for this Halloween themed event. So Chair, those are my updates.
Thank you, Matt. The next item on our agenda is a council liaison report from Councilmember Solomon. I don't see him right, so we'll just move on to call to audience. I'll now open call to audience at this time. Any member of the public is allowed to address the commission on any issue not listed on today's agenda. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask if the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. The commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during call to audience. I have two cards, one from Ms. Sloan and one from Mr. Terrace. So I will call Ms. Sloan, state your name, and if you're a town resident, for the record, you have 3 minutes.
My name is Devin Sloan. I am a town resident for 24 years. And I'm excited to hear all the stuff that's going on at Steam Pump. That's wonderful. And my question, not a comment, question tonight is, how are things progressing with ADOT to make sure that that brown historical sign that's very well hidden behind the trees on the east side of Steam Pump, but the west side of Oracle, how it's coming with moving that so that people know how to get to Steam Pump Ranch? Thank you.
Future agenda.
Thank you, Ms. Sloan. The next one is Mr. Terrace. If you'd state your name and if you're a town resident, for the record. Yep.
I'm going to be a little disjointed because I wrote half the speech on the back of the tag post, so bear with me. My name is Tim Terrace. I'm an Oro Valley resident. I'm here to talk tonight about the historical aspect of the Linda Vista Citrus Estates. But before I do that, I wanted to talk a little bit about me as far as my background, because I apparently, according to my grandkids, are a piece of history.
Very good.
I'm a member of the Sandusky County, Ohio. That's where I grew up, Historical Society. My profession was flying airplanes for the Air Force and airlines. And you haven't lived till you walked into your hometown museum and seen yourself on a mannequin. And I have. In 2019, I crewed a 76-year-old airplane, World War II veteran airplane that participated in D-Day, back to Normandy for the 75th anniversary of that event. It's a big ocean at 150 miles an hour, by the way. I'm driving an 82-year-old car that's out there. It's not really. It looks like it. We've done a few things to it. You could take off and drive to Maine tonight if you felt like it. That's how, where that's at. But it looks old in many ways. In January, I'm flying around the world with another young man to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the U.S. Army Air Service, doing it in 1924 for the first time. So if I don't show up in February and March and stuff, you'll know it didn't go that well. So I'm the kind of guy that thinks, yes, history and artifacts are important. And we're going all the way to Antarctica and back to touch seven continents. That's another story for another time, but it's historical in nature. Back to Linda Vista Citrus Estates. Through research, it's been determined that 9 of the houses in the tract are elderly. My wife said use old. It's elderly enough to qualify. There were very few houses we could not determine the age of. The size of the private home owner sites unique to Oro Valley and, quite frankly, Tucson and Pima County. The Aquatic Center, CDO High School, and OVC uncompromised over half of the area discussed. Currently, the gem in the collection is the Oro Valley Maintenance Yard, the original OV Town Center, or as it affectionately known, 680 for its address. There is currently an FOI request on file to find out when that was built. Now, just because something is old doesn't make it valuable. Other qualities such as unique, historical, or irreplaceable are important. Having torn my grandmother's 1949 Dodge apart to see how it worked when I was 12 introduced me to the previous mentioned values in the phrase, "What have you done?" I have subsequently done 111 vehicles as a hobby and not a profession, with much better results. Lesson learned here is that for some things, they're irreplaceable and should be established for future generations to enjoy, such as steam pump, for instance, contemplate and understand. I will return to the commission again when I get some more updates on some of this data that I don't have right now. Anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairs. Seeing no more cards, I will now close call to the audience. and move on to the consent agenda. review and approval of the September 11th, 2023 meeting minutes. I move to approve the September 11th, 2023 regular session meeting minutes. May I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Ms. or Commissioner Pliego. Do we have any discussion? All in favor of approving the September 11th, 2023 meeting minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. The next item is our regular session agenda item, discussion and selection of a third topic for the William H. Adler Historic Expository Writing Contest for local fourth grade students, local being in the Amphitheater School District. So we voted on two of the topics at the last meeting. We only need a third. And our two options for this evening are, and I'll read them to you. The first one, please name and highlight, this would be a question for the students to answer. Please name and highlight a local athlete that has gone on to play college or professional sports. Please tell us what local school they went to, what sport team they went on to play for, as well as any personal achievements or accomplishments they had in their athletic career. That's question number one. And then the other option is, describe the shape of the Hohokam ball court, its probable uses, and how you think the games may have been played. What activities, real or fictional, use a similar type of ball field? Describe an activity you would do in a similar area. So we have one about a local athlete, and then one about, which is current sports, and then one about the Hohokam ball court, which is our ancient sports, kind of a connection there. So any discussion on the two before we vote on one or the other? And then do you have a particular preference? So which would you like to see the first question about the local athlete and a little bit of their background related to Oro Valley or the Hohokam ball court?
The first two questions are kind of older, focusing on older events. So I would lean towards the athletes for those, but it's for fourth graders, right?
It is.
But more newer topic, but still historical. So I'd go with number one.
Okay. And I think I like that rationale as well, that logic. So I can go either way, since he's brought that one up, I'd vote for that one. Is that agreeable? So let me read that first question again, then we'll do the official vote thing on it. Please name and highlight a local athlete that has gone on to play college and professional sports. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Who made the motion?
I need a motion first.
You made the motion? And you seconded
it? I'm sorry, I didn't. It's right here. And I skipped right over that.
Okay.
I move to approve the third topic as the local athlete, highlighting a local athlete from Oro Valley for the William H. Adler Historical Writing Contest. May I have a second?
I second.
Seconded by Commissioner Scantlin. Do we have any additional discussion, which we just did? I apologize. And then do we need to vote again?
Yeah.
And so all in favor of the first question?
Aye.
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 And none opposed? The first question passes, Marianne. Seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at 5:14 p.m. Do I have a second? Seconded by Commissioner Pliego. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Seeing none opposed, we are adjourned.